Nasteri sensed his gaze and turned around, ready to walk back.
Hey, you win. I didn't find any...
Before he said another word, five men emerged briskly from the deepening dusk. One jumped from the back to lock Nasteri in a chokehold. The rest blocked the pathway. All five wore the familiar high-collared jackets, long and black. In a split second, the warriors swung sharply to the side, turned, struck the attacker from the right and threw him down. Before he knew it, Nasteri was holding the guy to the ground, ready to break his neck. As soon as that, he felt the cold touch of a weapon at his head.
Bravo!
One of the men behind him applauded slowly. His voice dripped with ridicule.
But not good enough. Now, let him go. Up, up!
Nasteri reluctantly got back on his feet. Two men grabbed him and twisted his hands backwards, while the third one tied up his wrists.
You two, come here. Hands behind your back.
Another voice ordered to Hegel and Tay. The quarter recognized Ito. His face still bore the marks of the earlier fight.
Don't try anything stupid or he's dead.
The older man, who clapped, turned to Ito.
You were right,
he said.
Sending an Oni on them didn't work, but simple measures can often succeed where all else fails.
What's an Oni?
Tay heard himself asking. Ito ignored his question. Nasteri lowered his head to hide an awkward smirk. He was supposed to report the Oni incident at the cafe and the fight on his return. Well, he didn't. Conflicted as he was about it, letting Tay know would likely mean a ban on solitary walks, the little luxury he'd hate to lose. Nasteri bit his lip. Following the rules had never been his forte.